This tool called Rain. It could also have been called Raid. Sometimes I use a slightly different word. But Rain was all about recognizing that I'm objectifying. Acknowledge that I'm doing the behaviors. Investigate the behaviors. And the D for Raid is something about divert your thinking immediately. Or I used to use the word N, Rain, non-identification. Move your thinking away immediately from the image, from the thoughts, from the fantasy that has got deposited into your brain, often because of your lingering looks or your noticing but objectifying. And I talk about using a diversion strategy to move your thinking away straight away, immediately. And so this is the point in the program where I say, let me give to you what is, in essence, a distraction technique, something to shift your thinking. What is really important for you to remember is the program is based upon cognitive behavioral therapy. That's what comes first. It isn't the behavior, it's your thinking. We need to challenge thinking, change thinking, and behavior will follow, because the negative things which you are thinking about on a regular basis through the day will categorically become the negative behaviors you go and act upon. And so what we're doing with these pillars, the pillars are words which you are being asked to recite over yourself on a frequent basis throughout the day, so as to challenge your thinking that may have got polluted by the inappropriate images that have gone in, objectification of individuals, or just your fantasy that you haven't even realized you've been playing with throughout the day, throughout the week. We need to get you to think good in order to have good behavior patterns. So the pillars, these words, you are being asked to recite. You don't have to learn them. You read them from the document, but the document you will need to find a way to have accessible throughout the day, throughout the week, wherever you are, because you are to read these words over yourself. Read them out verbally, not like you read a book quietly to yourself. You've got to hear the words coming out of your ears, because we know that when you speak the words, they come out of your mouth as noise, they go back in through your ears, and they are processed in a different part of the brain than when you read it quietly like a book. So it's really important that you find the space, the private space, to be able to read these words out verbally over yourself and to yourself 3 times a day. First thing in the morning, number one, midday, and then last thing at night, but not the last thing after you've watched the last movie and your brain is pretty much dead. Later in the evening, so that you go to sleep with these words still potentially reverberating through you. These words will increase in their, I would say, their, the power that comes out of these words to help you shift your thinking. So, pillar number one, and by the way, and I know your brain may well sabotage, there are 12 of these pillars. I'll come back to that in a minute. But pillar number one, the title of that one is, I am ready to change. Let me read that to you. I am ready to change. I have lived the way that I have lived for too long. When I began this journey long ago, my choices were just that, choices. Now they have grown into an addiction that controls me to the point that I feel I have no control. The process has affected my thinking, my feelings, and my being. Those close to me, whom I love, have been impacted to the point that the life we once had has almost been destroyed. But now I am ready to change, and I commit to pay whatever price is necessary to accomplish this. I have already seen the power of a single choice in my addiction. Now I employ the same power, except I employ it for the purpose of growth and positive change. I will begin the change now, and I will heal. Really interesting to know what you make of those words. Can you imagine reciting those words over yourself first thing in the morning? You're driving into work, you're walking, you notice. I often use the term a pretty young thing. You're distracted, the image has gone in, and you don't realize that you're playing with that image, the body of that person, in a fantasy way. You are likely to have some titillation going on inside of you. That is what leads eventually to a desire, hours later, days later, to do something else at a higher level of acting out. What we want to do is challenge the fact that that image has gone in within a space of, let's say, 4 hours. So by midday, when you're having to recite these pillars again, the fact that you're reading these words over yourself will cause you to, I hope, reflect on the content of these words. Whilst you're reflecting on the content of these words, you can't also at the same time have in your thinking, in your fantasy, the image that triggered you earlier that day. The pillars have the potential to shift your thinking from what had got set up as a part of the objectification. And then again, later in the evening, you're reciting those pillars once again. Let me read you pillar number two. Pillar number two, my brain can change. My brain can change. My brain can be my best friend. It can also be my worst enemy. If I do positive things in my life, it is because of the neural circuitry that exists in my brain. If I do positive things, it's because of the neural circuitry. If I do negative things in my life, it's also because of the neural circuitry. The positive and the negative, they each set up the neural pathway. Neural pathway, remember? Repetitive, I call it the hamster wheel. If it's positive, I'll go on to do positive behaviors. If it's negative, I'll go on to do negative behaviors. So much of this program is about us trying to deconstruct, so to speak, the old patterns and create new patterns. And that begins always really with positive behaviors, positive thinking.